With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump is blaming illegal immigrants for stealing jobs and government resources as he courts separate groups of black voters and conservatives in battleground Michigan. The former president hosted a Saturday roundtable discussion at an African-American church in Detroit and delivered an evening address at Turning Point Action. Mr. Trump blasted illegals for, quote, inflicting tremendous harm on our black population and our Hispanic population. Elsewhere, former Senator Jim Talent, the Missouri Republican, says the only way to deter China from someday trying to seize Taiwan is for the U.S. to demonstrate the ability to use superior force.
What matters really about him is power. That's what's going to convince him that we can deter or that we will fight, is if we have the forces to do it with. And right now we're outgunned, outmanned, and outranged inside the first island chain, and we have been for 10 years.
Senator Talent interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. It's not what British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak wanted to hear.
The country's economy failed to grow in April. It's a blow to Mr. Sunak, who has made the return of growth a central pillar of the Conservative Party's election campaign. The UK's Office for National Statistics says wet weather dampened consumer spending and construction during the month. The flat monthly reading came after a 0.6% increase during the first quarter of the year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's visit to Australia this weekend is focused on positive aspects of the bilateral relationship, including shared giant pandas and rebounding wine trade. China's most powerful leader after President Xi Jinping arrived late yesterday in Adelaide, the capital of South Australia state, which is the heart of wine country. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects including transgenderism must be returned to library shelves in a rural Texas county that had removed them. The ruling by a divided appellate panel in New Orleans is a partial victory for seven library patrons who sued numerous officials in Llano County after 17 books were removed. Last year, a U.S. district judge ordered all the books returned to Kingsland library shelves while a citizen lawsuit against the removals proceeded. Parents groups have been challenging such books over their content. Leaders of the United Methodist Church are expressing regret over the decision by the branch in Ivory Coast to leave the union following the church's decision to formally embrace gay marriage and LGBT clergy. The move is the latest in a series of ripple effects in conservative Africa, which is home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside of this country. The Ivory Coast Church had 1.2 million members. This is SRN News. NASA's Voyager 1 spacecraft is sending science data again.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory says the spacecraft's four instruments are back in business after a computer problem in November. The team first received meaningful information from Voyager 1 in April and recently commanded it to start sending science data. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 is the most distant spacecraft from Earth. It's exploring interstellar space or the space between star systems. Its twin Voyager 2 is working fine. Keith Peters reporting.
Sean Diddy Combs has returned his key to New York City after a request from Mayor Eric Adams in response to the release of that video showing Combs attacking R&B singer Cassie. The mayor's office confirmed yesterday that Combs had returned the key after Adams sent him letters asking for it to be sent back. This is SRN News.